This is TWiT.
So Apple introduced extensibility at WWDC, and it arguably is the biggest change to the App Store since the App Store launch. And a bunch of apps were approved that now are being rejected. Some of them are getting put back in. It's just so people understand what happens. When new technology is introduced, developers rush to, you know, make apps to use them because Apple wants to promote those technologies and they'll often be featured. Meanwhile, Apple tries to get the software finished, so in this case, iOS 8, and developer relations, the review teams, try to get as many apps approved as possible. As soon as an app is approved, the editorial team, which is not under the same division, tries to get them featured on the App Store because they want people to find all these apps. And it's a huge race, and not everyone is paying as much attention as they can because there's just so many apps. And then later, as the apps come for re-review, where reviewers see them, they reject them because they're not in keeping with the original ideas that Apple had for how widgets or extensions or cloud providers should be used. So, for example, they originally didn't want you lingering in the notification center, so they wanted you to do something quick and get out. And pCalc, you could actually spend all your time in there.
Right.
Or with Drafts, they wanted the button to stay in widgets, but the button in Drafts sent you from the widget back to the app. And now the latest one, which is Panics, with iCloud Drive. On OS X, you can do anything you want with iCloud Drive. But on iOS, they wanted to restrict it to only files that you created or edited in those apps. And Panic would let you upload arbitrary files. So these are being rejected. And it's tough because editorial has featured these apps because they were originally approved. Developers have, you know, users have gotten used to using those features. And there is an appeals process at Apple and all the way up to the executive committee for the App Store. And pCalc got reapproved, but it doesn't look like the Drafts widget will be, the keyboard widget. It's unsure what's going to happen with Panic. And it creates this thing where Apple gets tons of negative press. Developers have no idea what's going to be approved and what's not going to be approved. So they have a huge chilling effect. And we get functionality that we might have come to rely on taken away from us. And I'm hard-pressed to find better solutions because they all have negatives too. But it seems like once again, we're back in 2008, 2009, where it's just impossible to tell from one day to another what's going to be rejected and what's not.
So Drafts, yep, which you've picked as a pick of the week from Panic Software, does what?
Transit. Transit.
Transmit.
It was letting you upload any... Transmit.
Transmit.
Yeah, it was letting you upload arbitrary files to iCloud Drive or other providers.
And so here's Drafts, which you refer to in the article. What does Drafts do?
You could hit that plus button. It would take you to the app and start a new draft.
Okay. So the idea was quick open a document.
Yeah. So they previously...
And which I really like, and pre-populate with what's on the clipboard.
Yeah. So the previously Apple rejected launchers from widgets because they didn't want one app launching another app. Turns out they don't want apps launching. And one of the problems is that, you know, people say Apple is doing this, but Apple has different organizations. There's a bunch of different people involved. They all have different opinions, and there's different opinions on what these widgets should and shouldn't do. And it looks like sometimes some people are winning, other times other people are winning. But from the outside, it just looks capricious and arbitrary.
Right.
Well, because
especially because it is.
I mean, it is true that internally there are all kinds of debates and there's a discussion about what the appropriate use of certain widget actions are. God dang it. Sorry about this. I had exactly the document that I needed to talk about this open, and now I've had to restart my MacBook. It's exactly as Renee says, that there are all kinds of different, not just factions of thought inside of Apple, but different companies, so to speak, inside of Apple that have different, we'll talk about different things for different reasons, and their wires get crossed a lot. But the thing is, Apple is not a garage startup. They're not a kitchen table production with eight people. They are one of the largest tech titans in this world. They should have their act together. And so it seems like a problem with this, that they should be able to solve, that they don't just simply put an app out there and then decide, oh, wait, with the one voice, the external voice that Apple has, they say that this app obeys all of our rules and we want our users to have it. And then, no, actually, this app does not obey our rules. We do not want our users to have it. The second thing that's kind of troubling, and I hope that I can get this back up again, the developer of Launcher had a really good blog post, and I really wanted to be able to quote it directly. I hope someone else can pull it up because, again, I'm restarting right now. But he's saying that when he was in his conversations with Apple about why his app was rejected for similar reasons from iOS 8, it was originally accepted and then rejected later on and had to be removed. They said that they occasionally – that Apple – this is from his conversations with Apple, that sometimes Apple will use a app as an example because and this is according to his blog post, the best way to get the word out about what a developer should not do is to have a high profile takedown so that people can know about this. They will look at this, try to figure out what it was that that this one app did that they should now not do in the future. I don't know that, again, this is based on this person's description of his conversations with Apple, not something
you're talking
that
about
I
Greg,
know.
Greg Gardner, who is a creator at Cromulent Labs.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really, really very good.
There is a change.org petition. I don't know if you can petition Apple for anything, but
yeah. So I mean, if that's true, that's kind of remarkable that they would let this person spin their wheels 8 months of development on an app just to, you know, we feel as though this is good. This is, we can use you to make a statement, to deliver a message. So I don't know if this is true or not. I think it would be remarkable if it were as simple as he's describing. But even beyond that, there's the problem of, I really don't think that great apps get written if developers aren't allowed to stretch the rules a little bit, to say, here is technically what you are allowing me to do with this, and so therefore I'm going to use this in a very special and different way that no one has ever considered before. That's how brilliant stuff gets created. Once you say that, no, we have thought ahead to the 9 ways that this API can be used, you are not allowed to create a 10th way that this is going to be used. I think I worry that 5 years down the road, that leads to a very boring catalog of apps that can never really surprise us. So I just hope this isn't a sign of bad things to come.
Greg writes, That's at all. This point, I've become quite disillusioned with iOS development and Apple as a company. It seemed they were opening up the platform and allowing for allowing for more inter-app communications in iOS 8. But this decision shows they still feel they know what's best for the users, even if users disagree.
But they have difference of opinion internally as to what's better for the user. Like, I think what Andy said.
By the way, I just got to point out your article in iMore has right next to it a nice big ad for the Moto X, which I highly recommend. If people are bothered by this, they go out and buy.
that's
why I do not use an iPhone. This is the slippery slope you go down when you say we are going to tightly control what's available on this platform.